You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is April 21st, 2021. Well, when we look back over the past year, and it's been just about a year now since the pandemic really hit us full square, you know, it's mostly been a negative experience for many of you out there. I would say not so much for myself, but we've certainly had our ups and downs together here. And I think it's important that we take a look back at where we've been and a look ahead at where we're going and perhaps a look at where we are today and where we are. Good friend of the show, Mark Singer, is with us. You can find Mark at 55, the number 55, double nickels, retired.com. Mark, great to have you back on the show. So a recent video of yours was celebrating the pandemic. And, you know, there's, I guess there's always positives and negatives. You know, in every disaster that occurs, there are winners and losers. In this case, a lot of you winners out there were anointed by the government. But if you had the right mindset, you too might have been a winner during the pandemic. It was just a question of getting your mind around the new paradigm that you're living through and perhaps making the most of it. And seeing the opportunities and capitalizing upon them. I'd like to know how you got through the pandemic. I mean, some of you in lockdown states are still suffering greatly from it. In the non-lockdown states, things are quite a bit different, which is why people are fleeing the lockdown states in droves, coming to places like Florida, Texas, Georgia, and many other states. There's 14 states with no restrictions whatsoever or very limited restrictions. So send me an email to kl@carrielutz.com. Share with me your experiences during the pandemic, how you benefited from it or how it hurt you and your business. Because Lord knows there are millions of you out there who have suffered greatly and have suffered financially, economically, family-wise in so many ways. Me being an empty nester kind of had the best of all possible worlds. In any event, Mark, so tell us your video celebrating the pandemic. It's a little ironic title, isn't it?
I sort of struggled as to whether or not I should be putting that title out, believe it or not. It seemed a little odd. Part of the celebration, to be honest with you, was that it happened to be the 100th video on the on my YouTube channel, which is Your Retirement Authority. So there was a piece of celebration. And also, the pandemic really, I mean, we have got to learn from where we've been so that we can move forward. By the way, before I get there, let me share with you, because I think it's anecdotal and speaks to what you were just speaking to in terms of experience. You're speaking to the last person on the North Shore of Boston in Massachusetts who received the J&J vaccine before it was suspended. So on Monday night, I get a call from the local Walgreens and said, hey, listen, if you come here within half an hour, we got a dose for you. Come on down. And I said, okay. Went down there. Everything was cool and woke up the next morning and the world had stopped, according to J&J. So hopefully I make it through. My wife also got it. She's a little bit more concerned because apparently, you know, of 6 people out of 7 million, you know, 6 were female. But anyway, so far, we've survived.
That's almost as bad as COVID, because if you're under 60 or under 50, you had virtually no chance of dying from it unless you had some serious underlying illnesses.
Right.
And so J&J's odds, I guess, are a little better survival than those of you who got COVID. I got COVID, made it through. It was a little hairy for a couple of days, but I can definitely relate to it because I felt like you need these health challenges at times to shake up your worldview. And make you change how you're doing things.
And, you know, it is about perspective, right? And proper perspective. And that's what, if you take a look back at what the pandemic has been and how we've lived through it. To me, the pandemic was a glimpse into what retirement was going to be, right? You really had no work to go to, no place to go to. The golf course was shut down up here. We were home with our spouses 24/7. For some, that may not have worked out so well. But it really was, for those who were considering retirement, a look into what the next chapter of life might be. And for some, they really embraced this virtual world. And I have some friends who were road warriors. They were, you know, 150 to 180 days a year on the road, traveling, national sales managers, et cetera. And they realized what kind of rationalization they were going through in their minds in order to say, hey, it's okay to be away from the family and the friends and life for half of the year. Some of them are looking forward to going back and they don't mind. But I've got a couple friends who just retired, and they retired as a result of getting this perspective and going, I don't want to do this anymore. I see what it's like not to have to travel. So some people are looking at this event, and their new perspective is, you know, I really want to accelerate my retirement date either today or within the next couple of years. Others, I have others who are business owners who've really taken a whole different perspective. They've simplified their business models. They're staying at home more, being around the family more, and are really enjoying it. And they feel like they really want to continue to work, not to mention they too also saw what retirement could look like, and they didn't have a lot to do. And that's one of the big fears that people have, not just running out of money, but what do I do with the rest of my life? So I think the pandemic was a great way to gain some proper perspective in terms of how we think we're going to lead our lives looking forward. You know, a lot of it is behavioral, right? I'll give you an anecdote. Last March, when it looked like the markets were going to crater, and the markets were basically saying, uh-oh, we may be headed towards a depression, almost $1 trillion came out of the market. And when I say the market, the equity market, mostly mutual funds. Some of that was the usual rotation of money in anticipation of elections, but a lot of it had to deal with the fact that people were reading the headlines and panicking. Well, 3 weeks later, the market starts as strong a recovery as it had seen on the decline. And believe it or not, the majority of that money stayed on the sidelines. So I've said this over and over again. We have to divorce the headlines from the way we manage our money. We have to have the right perspective again on how we manage money. You take a look at history. Take a look at 5, 10, 20-year returns. Don't let what's happening now impact the way you're going to manage your money. We've been here before. A great lesson we all had that we all remember is 2007, 2008. Markets went down 47% from top to bottom. There, it took almost 3 years for those who stayed the course to get back to whole. Here, it didn't take anywhere near that long. It took, you know, months instead of years. But the reality is, after 2008, we had a roaring market for 10, 12 years, one of the greatest bull markets in history. Go back to 1997, 98, 99, when we had the tech bubble burst. And then you had three successive years of down markets. We have to understand markets go up, markets come down. Sometimes it's financially driven. Sometimes it's an event like the pandemic and the SARS and the COVID-19 that's outside of the market's control. But the market always moves, and we have to learn from that. And the proper perspective is, I'm invested for the long haul, not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, and really not next year. So keep it in perspective.
Yeah, well, you know, for a person, say, in their 60s, who is harboring dreams of reality, of retirement.
Retirement, yep.
Yeah, a reality retirement. A retirement would be a reality show. You know, when you look at those people, it's like, hey, if I lose half my savings here, half of my retirement fund, it's going to be really hard to get it back. So if you're in that situation, isn't it really understandable why people pulled their money out and stayed on the sidelines?
Don't just survive, thrive. The Financial Survival Network.
Today's show is brought to you by Mustango River Resources. Their flagship projects are located in Kirkland Lake, an established gold camp that has historically produced over 70 million ounces of gold. The Kirkland West Project is a high-grade gold project beside Kirkland Lake Gold's world-class Macassa Gold Mine, one of the highest-grade mines in the world. Umeja Project is an advanced-stage project with 600,000-plus ounces of gold along the Cadillac Break, 25 kilometers east of Macassa. Their projects have the potential to transform into another world-class mining camp in the Kirkland Lake District. Make sure you go over to mustango.com. That's M-I-S-T-A-N-G-O.com. Take a look and sign up for notifications. Stock is traded on the Canadian Stock Exchange, ticker symbol M-I-S. For more information and to sign up for notifications, go to mustango.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
Yes and no. Yes, if you didn't have a plan and you hadn't properly made the necessary adjustments along the way, if you were taking on more risk than you should have been as you were entering into this next phase, which is retirement, then I completely understand, oh my goodness, you know, my money's going down, you know, they really didn't have a concept of the long-term benefits of doing proper planning. I can tell you that with regards to my clients, not a single one of my clients got out of the market during that three-week period. We got a total of 2 phone calls. Because what we do with our clients and what you should be doing with your advisor is having preemptory conversations, not, oh my gosh, what if a pandemic hits? Nobody has that question. But am I properly invested? If I'm headed towards retirement and it's that retirement is in the next 2, 3, 4 years, what if? And you have to play the what if game. Now, headed into this, you know, the end of last year, you also had the uncertainty of the markets, of the election. You know, was it going to be red? Was it going to be blue? Were taxes going to be up? Were taxes going to be down? Which way was Georgia going on January 5th? I mean, nobody knew what was happening, which created a bunch of uncertainty. And for those who just are dependent upon what the market is doing up or down and have such narrow vision, they typically don't understand the broader market, and the market didn't care whether it was blue or red, or taxes were up or down, or whether Georgia voted 2 Democrats or not. The market is agnostic, and we have to understand that. So if you're reacting to headlines, you're doing it wrong. If you're getting close to retirement or considering retirement, and you haven't stepped back to understand what adjustments you need to make to your portfolio as you're entering this next phase, you've done it wrong. What you need to do to understand it correctly is, what is your retirement number? What assets do you need to have in order to generate the income you need? And now start to take the appropriate amount of risk for this next chapter. We call it the personalized investment benchmark. No longer are you investing against the Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ, et cetera. You're investing for a number that you need, looking into retirement, to maintain your principal and to generate the income you need. If you don't go and do that and you're closing in on retirement, you will panic and you will make the wrong moves.
All right. So having a plan is everything. But, you know, Mike Tyson always says it's great to have a plan till you get hit, punched in the face. So your plan in and of itself isn't necessarily going to save you, is it?
The plan will provide confidence. And what happens with the plan is, and you're right, you know, if Mike Tyson's coming after me, he's going to bite my ear off. I had never, you know, planned for that.
Maybe you should have.
Right. However, the advisor must ask the appropriate question. One of the questions that we ask, and one of the calculators that we have, and you can do this on your own with your listeners and go to any of the big financial institutions' websites and do their calculators, run a what-if scenario. If the market is down 25%, what will it look like before it happens, and how will I react? That's the big question. We love to think the markets are going to continue to go straight up. We love to think our real estate continues to go straight up until it doesn't. Well, the real estate's a lot easier to deal with because we're typically not buying and selling the darn thing, whereas with the stock market, you might be. So you need to run the numbers with or without the advisor to understand and do a stress test, in essence. What would be the impact of your portfolio losing 25%? Other calculators will take a look at what if you were invested based on where you are now back in 2008? What would have been the impact of that decline on your ability to pursue your goals? Relying on the markets going up or down does not provide you the confidence you're going to need. I read a story a couple of years ago about a woman who was going to take a vacation and her 401k plan had lost some money from the previous quarter. And she decided not to take the vacation because the 401k plan was down. That's how a lot of people are trying to find their perspective and their realities into retirement. Gee, I hope the market will go up so I can continue to lead my life. That's not reality. So yeah, you can put out plan A, plan B, and plan C. And the reality is the markets have averaged close to 10% on every year going back for 100 years. But the reality is the market never actually returns 10%. It's just an average. Sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down. And the key to your success is having a well-balanced, well-weathered portfolio that's in alignment with your goals.
All right, which makes total sense. And that's why the plan is important. Even if the plan isn't exactly right, like you say, it gives you confidence and gives you direction that you wouldn't otherwise have. So that's what you specialize in. Mark, why don't you tell us what people should do, or let's just say why people should have a talk with you or go to your website.
Well, we specialize in retirement. We've put together a unique 7-step process to help people understand and overcome their fears about retirement. There's two big fears. Number one, the fear of outliving money. Everybody talks about that. That's an industry standard. But we ask many of the questions that most advisors don't ask, because the other big fear that most people are not talking about with their financial advisor is, what do I do with the rest of my life? And in an hour conversation with our clients, we really only talk 5 minutes about money. The rest of it is on life and how to pursue things and make sure the plan is in alignment with their goals. So if your listeners want to find out how prepared they are for retirement, they can go to our quiz, which is at retirenowquiz.com. That's retirenowquiz.com. It's a 2-minute quick quiz that we developed as a result of my fourth book, Don't Outlive Your Money in Retirement. And once you fill out the quiz, we will score it for you and tell you which of the three stages of retirement you are ready for, whether you are or are not prepared. Plus, we'll give you a free chapter of the book and a couple of worksheets so you can gain some more clarity. And if after that, you get a sense of some of the questions we ask, you can certainly visit us on our website at www.55, as Kerry said, two nickels, 55retire.com. Because this is what we do. This is all we do. Been doing it for 32 years. And again, our industry does it wrong. The focus is on investing, but that's okay during your working years. It cannot be your focus looking into retirement. Planning must be, and we ask the right questions so you can understand whether or not you're on the right track.
All right. And if you don't ask the right questions, you will never get the right answers. So very important that you ask the proper and correct questions. That will help you get the right answers, which is what Mark specializes in. If you got a question for Mark, just send an email to my personal email box, kl@kerrylutz.com. Make sure you go to the site, sign up for a free newsletter. Mark, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kerry. Enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.